Hello everyone, welcome again to Heart. The Lord our God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. Good things are in store for those who love and trust the Lord. He has so many things to say. His return is soon and his work is glorious. The Lord our God loves us. He has so many things happening all at once. His mercy endures forever. He has great mercy for his people. Great things are in store as we love and seek the Lord. As the closer we get to his return, we're going to see the mighty works of God. It's going to be astonishing. The wisdom and the way he does things, it will be absolutely astonishing how he does this. On the other side, when we are in heaven, after the marriage supper of the Lamb, it will be talked about for years, the handiwork of God and how he orchestrated our salvation, how he watched over us before we were saved and afterwards. And I love him. I love him. He loves us so deeply. But men don't always love him properly. And through Christ, he sympathizes with us. He hears the pleas of Christ. Jesus Christ is our high priest now. And he's a good one. And he knows how to motivate the Father to help restore us when we're very contrary. Did you know that people get on God's nerves through their sin and their wicked ways? And the Lord has no tolerance for sin. He hates it. He literally hates it. And, you know, a scripture came to me today how even Satan tried to turn God against Job. And in part, he did persuade God against Job because there was sin to work with. But the Lord is wise. He loves us. His love is so determined that he helped Job anyway. Satan is evil. And he understands things in a greater way than mankind because he saw the mighty works of God before. He's seen the Lord do things. He experienced the Lord before he failed. That's why he's such a deadly enemy. He knows the things of God, and he knows what to keep us from. And if he can disconnect you from Jesus Christ, he got you. You're back at square one. You won't be able to handle it. You're back on your own, and you end up back in his territory. But the Lord our God set everything up perfectly. Jesus is a high priest, and all those who love God, he made them priests and kings. We love God. We came to him as we were. We believed on Jesus Christ, our Savior. And then he turned around and made us kings and priests. And we can represent people of God too. And we can plead their case so God can have the mercy he wants to have on them. Everything in the kingdom of God works by faith, even your intercession. And the Lord our God hears our prayers. Our prayers avail much. And if our prayers avail much, our intercession avails much. And if the Lord if people harden their heart against God, and the Lord he guides you to stop praying, that's because he's given them over to his own way. In some situations, he may not let you, he may instruct you to not pray for that reason. And the Lord will instruct you. And I was praying for a friend of mine. He would drink. He drank too much. He wouldn't stop. And I love my friend, but... And the Lord, I was praying about him being healed. And the Lord said, I'm going to save him and take him home. Now, when things like that happen, you have to trust the Lord, because he knows that, you know, it's like another situation. My pastor knew someone he was praying for, and the Lord said, Kenneth, it happened to Kenneth Hagin too. He was praying for a guy, and he felt the Lord move his hand. And he laid hands on him again. He had his eyes shut, and Kenneth Hagin laid his hands on him a second time, and he felt somebody move his hand. So the third time he laid hands on him again, and he kept his eyes open, and the Lord moved his hand. He felt it, and he saw his hand being moved away from the guy's head. And the Lord explained to him, "This is as close as he'll ever be to me." And he instructed him to let him die, not pray for his healing. Only the Lord knows people. And in heaven, we're going to talk about these things, and people are going to talk about their individual experiences of how God blessed them. And we already know how we are. Everybody knows what they've done and how they think. And you can remember how you thought, and you're going to appreciate how God had your back. Just like that guy, just like my friend, they understand. In heaven, they're going to appreciate the handiwork of God. And I do too. The Lord loves us. We have to trust the seven manifestations of the Holy Spirit. When he speaks and we listen, we can do the greater works. It's all by the Holy Spirit. All of it. As we take him at his word, we can go forward and we can have the things he says that we can have. Remember, it's not by might nor by power, but by his Spirit. And I'm learning so much. I'm growing and understanding so much about looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. When we look to him and receive his counsel and embrace his word, receive his knowledge, trust his wisdom, act on his counsel, and when he empowers us, we walk in that might in the strength of the word of God, and we see greater things in greater ways. Now, whatever you're after when you're seeking the Lord, whether it's knowledge, wisdom, whether it's possessions, situations, a marriage, better relationships, whatever you're seeking God for. I said it on other broadcasts recently, that when you continue to look unto Jesus, even after being blessed, you appreciate what he's given you in a multiplied way. A multiplied way. And it, you know, everything with God is how you measure it. You have more information to measure God's word in a greater way. You've experienced his love and his mercy and his grace. But when you keep looking at him, going by the word, you know, it's exciting to get healed. And you want to tell people and let them share in your joy. But even when you get healed, keep looking to Jesus. The reason you're healed is because of the word. When you regard the word, that's the same as looking to God. That's the same as looking to Jesus. When you're standing on the word, that's what I mean by looking to God, looking to Jesus. When you go by the word, when God looks bigger in your eye, your problems will look smaller. And when God looks big in your eye, your situations will look smaller. You'll see them for what they are. And you'll be able to protect it better. Because you can sense when something's coming to distract you. You know that God gave it to you. And when the enemy comes around, you protect what he's given you. And you see people in the light of God's word. And you enjoy their presence better. You enjoy that when they need you the most. When they're aggravated, contrary, frustrated, sad, heartbroken. You're able to bless them better. You're able to acknowledge what needs to happen. You have the strength to stand in their awkward moment. You have the strength to stand strong in the Lord, because you look in the Lord. You see, when you look to the Lord, you receive his strength. You receive his standards. You're receiving his knowledge. And you're motivated by love. So when a situation arises, you have a desire to help, and he's given you what to do. And you can enjoy the relationship better. You can enjoy what God has given you in a greater way. And that's just the way it is. Everything is that way. Even your possessions. I drive a 97 Dakota. I remember when I couldn't wait to get one of those trucks. I desired it so bad I could taste it. And I used to look at every magazine, every picture I could find, read about them and everything. Sometime I'd go to the dealership and look at it. And I believe God for one. I even gave away a truck I had. I was determined to get one. And when I got it, I was so thankful that God blessed me to get that truck. And often, even I still, even years later, I still thank God for that truck. And I've driven it over 10 years. I bought it in 2000, it's 2007. I've driven that truck 17 years, and I still appreciate it. Because I'm looking to God. Most people, that truck wouldn't mean nothing to them. But I like the way the body's made on it. I like the way it rides. I hate the gas mileage, but I love everything else about it. But when you look into the Lord, you can enjoy what he's given you. And I've seen people believe God just like that for something they really wanted, and then they lose interest in it. Now, that's one extreme to another. You can greatly appreciate what God has done for you, or you can lose interest in what used to be dear to you. Because Satan is out there, and he tries to change people. He tries to change people's opinions, their thoughts, their actions. Not only will he try to turn you against your innermost desires, even the things you own. People, you know, how many millionaires buy everything they want and they still not happy? And then they kill themselves. They have a wounded spirit. But when you look unto the Lord, you can enjoy the simple things of this life. You know, my truck is a simple, that's a possession, that's a simple thing. My marriage is great to me. That's a greater thing. That's a much greater thing. And my children, and seeing them happy and blessed, healed and delivered and set free and loving God, that's priceless. And then when you look into the Lord, you can secure the things that are most dear to you. The Lord will show you how to drive out all the demonic thoughts and opinions that come to shatter your world. Just like Israel was supposed to drive out the Canaanites, you can drive out all the evil influences that come to rob you, give you the false opinions against people that you love, that you married, that you raised. You know, we raise our children in the Lord. But the enemy, he always wants people to focus on the negative and then speak. They'll never amount to nothing. You curse. Those are curse words. You know, profanity. Most people look at profanity as being a curse word. Even the worst profanity is sometimes just idle speech. I'm going to tell you something worse than profanity. And that's when you speak evil against your people. When you say your children will never amount to anything, or you're in strife with your spouse, and because of your anger against your spouse, you take it out on the children and say they're just like the negative things of the spouse. That's not of God. That's a curse. What if all of our words blessed our people? All of them. Every word we speak is a blessing towards our people. When they need us the most, we're there. When they have a hard day, we strengthen them. See, the Holy Spirit, even though if they have the Holy Spirit, and they can seek the Lord on their own, and they can do the same things that you're doing. They can speak God's word. They can look to the Lord. They can be strengthened just like you do. But on a bad day, people just don't do that. When they have a weak moment in time, they don't act like that. But you can. And one day, the sun will rise up. And if you're having a hard day and speaking things that you shouldn't, they can pray for you. And it happens. You know, I pray for my children at random. Often. Almost daily. Sometimes daily. And they pray for me. And our prayers avail much. I pray for my wife, for her safety. I do just like Kenneth Hagin did in his advice to that lady. He said, say this. He said, pray for your son, saying, I surround him with love and with faith. And I do that for my children. I say, I surround them with love and with faith. And I pray that, I say, Lord, I pray that you'll guide them to good things, the best situations. Help them to see things for what they are. Help them to enjoy your presence, know you. These are the kind of prayers we need. They avail much. Now, God can legally do it because somebody believed him for it on the earth. And not just, don't just pray for it and look for it. Whatever you pray for, look for. Whatever you pray for, look for. Expect it. Know it's got to happen. It's got to happen. It can't go any other way. That's faith, my friend. Whatever you believe God for, look for it. Know it's got to happen. And thank God for it. Now, God is mightily moving by his spirit. He has so much to say. There's so much to talk about in him. He cares for us. He wants us to know him and trust him and seek him. Because the things that you're going to learn as your attention is on him is priceless. You can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. It doesn't matter how you feel anymore. It's what you believe. What are you looking at? If you consider the word of God, you're going to grow. When you look unto him, not only are you going to grow, but you're going to enjoy the things that God has given you. You're going to enjoy his handiwork. You're going to enjoy his love. You're going to enjoy the possessions he's blessed you with and blessing you with and will bless you with in a multiplied way. Some people jump from thing to thing. They have a very nice house, state of the art. They even got I've seen people buy a house and it has an internal vacuum cleaner system. State of the art. And then people get to where they don't enjoy it anymore. They lusting after a bigger one. And see, lust has no satisfaction in it. It's elusive. It's like the carrot before the donkey tied to his head by a string and a stick. And that's how the farmer gets him to move, because he's trying to get a carrot that he can't reach. And so it is with all forms of lust and greed. Those things can't satisfy you in the heart. When you look to the Lord, you're satisfied internally and you can enjoy things externally. External things will always be external. You can enjoy them or they can be in your way. But the Lord loves us. He's going to teach us his ways. We're going to learn his principles. We're going to walk in his love. And we're going to see things for what they are. And as we grow in the Lord, we're going to enjoy it. It's good, folks. It's just good. And you're going to see the handiwork of God in your life. And you're going to appreciate it. You're going to grow. You're going to go forward and not backward. You're not going to back up. You're going to go forward. And you're going to see things for what they are. And you're going to see things in a more endearing way. The more you love God's people, the more you love God. The more you love God, the more you'll automatically love his people. And it's not by might nor by power, but by the Holy Spirit. So the Holy Spirit is the theme of your life. Whatever he give you is the theme of your life. And it will take you forward. It will take you forward in a greater way. And you're going to see the handiwork of God. and change all the facts on the ground where you are. You're going to change all the facts in your life where you are. Now I'm out of time again, but the Lord is not. And he will mightily, mightily move in your life. And you're going to see the greater things happen. Just like the old preacher always say. I thank God that he helps me to speak from the heart. We need his words from the heart. Till next time, remember, I love you. God loves you. And Jesus truly is our Lord.